Director Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina.
Apparently, the Southern Baptist Convention is facing a revival of a sort that many of its leaders did not anticipate, a revival of Calvinism among its up-and-coming ministers. Reportedly, about 10% of Southern Baptist pastors claim to be Calvinists. It's estimated that about 30% of its seminary graduates will be Calvinistic emphasis in the years to come. This scares many Baptists. They spell the death of evangelism in the Southern Baptist Convention severely weaken it. So let's look at the issues. What is Calvinism? In circles, seems to center on the famous 5 points of Calvinism. This is the genius of Calvinism. They are, in fact, responses to 5 errors of the 17th century. Calvinism is, in the memorable phrase of B.B., fundamentally, Calvinism seeks to do full justice to all on the belief that God saves sinners. He doesn't mean Calvinism denies that in salvation, God does his part and his part. It teaches that salvation is all of God and all tulip theology, with the word tulip being used as a major doctrinal position. The T stands for the L for limited atonement, the I for irresistible grace, and the P. These 5 points are interdependent if you accept one together. Total depravity means that man is a sinner by nature, his moral behavior, as he may be. What it does mean is that he's capable of doing anything to merit the favor of God, anything to originate anybody. Unconditional election says that God chooses men by free grace, condition of their works, or even their foreseen faith. Where irresistible grace refers only to regenerating grace. It is like the voice of Christ at the grave of Lazarus. It is effectual, saints, means that when God saves sinners, he remains faithful. In discussing Calvinism, is the L of the tulip limited? Calvinists don't believe in an atonement that's limited. It's non-Calvinists who do that view, and that they completely accomplish that purpose. Calvinists believe that the thus all the sins he bore away must actually be paid. If he did this, it is no escape from this conclusion to say, well, they'll be saved only if did Jesus pay the penalty for our unbelief. Surely he paid for all the sins of the saved. All the sins in anonymous terms. To believe this does not limit the head for the sins of people who will end up in hell. Such an atonement would be, and if some people for whom Christ made atonement finally perish, what assurance can any of them finally be lost? Unless we believe that when he died, Christ made a purchase to be reduced to depending on the quality of our faith or obedience. By the very nature of the case, these are imperfect, and assurance demands perfection. Particular redemption or definite atonement provides such a foundation. But what of the worry that Calvinism will kill evangelism? Some profess Calvinistic. Indeed, some of the greatest revivals in history have been more of the preaching of the doctrines of grace, not less. But it needs that preaching. Baptists and everybody else will have no reason to fear our theology.